shall kill and eat. He said, not so, Lord. And with eyes in the spirit, we discern that we are in the frontiers of the mighty move of God. Many of the demands that God has placed upon our life is to bring us to the place of alignment, so that we will feel it fully fit of the calling and ministry that God has ordained to bring to pass his counsels in the last days. Peter, kill and eat. He said, not so, Lord. That is how that mighty man of God fell to enter into the next move of God. He was mighty in the last move, but the next move went by him because he failed to see, he failed to discern. He didn't look like what he expected. He didn't come the way he expected. He has raised for himself a standard. If God must move, he has to move like this. Only for him to find out that God cannot be trapped in the ways of men. Peter, kill and eat. He said, not so, Lord.
With me quickly to the book of Acts chapter 2. Anytime you hear riches, then the next thing that comes to your mind is that there is an administration. Are you with me? Once there is riches, there is what? An administration. In fact, in the early church, according to the things that people saw, according to the natural dispensation, there was an issue. An issue came up because administration was not put in place. They noticed that certain people amongst the church were neglected. Have you seen that place? They were neglected in the daily rations. So, a lot of issues cropped up as a result of that. So when the men that were there looked at the matter, they said, no, we have to properly address this. That this is what? An administrative issue. See, what to share is not the issue. What is the issue now? Administration. See, when you begin to understand the context and concept that we are bringing across to you, we find out that the major problem is not whether what we seek for or what we talk about is available. Is available. The issue now is what? Administration. Say administration. So that's the challenge. So the apostles said, let's not give ourselves to this thing. Let's find men of worthy reports, full of wisdom and what? The Holy Ghost. So that they will administrate over these matters. That is the only way we can solve the challenge of administration. So that nobody will miss out on the rations that is meant for him. Are you with me? It so happens that men that find themselves in a certain conclave, in a certain gathering, that there is a nourishing that they require for them to meet up with the demand of their destiny. What it takes, the riches is available, but the challenge is what? Administration. It so happens that amongst, this is why we are making this teaching available. We notice that amongst the body, it seems as if certain amongst us is benefiting more from what is generally available for everybody than others. It then means that there is a challenge. That they have not been raised ministers with the capacity to administrate the things that is of Christ. The things are available. They now asked, let's find amongst us. What? Let's what? Find amongst us. Because these people gather things together. They have what they need to survive. Everything we need on our journey, on our path of spiritual progress. I don't want to go far, but if you go to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1, is it not verse 17? I need to touch that before I will now go to this book of Acts chapter 2, so that you now understand the need of administration. And anytime you hear administration, then the next thing you must understand is that there is government. Say government. This is an issue that people don't understand. And whenever you hear government, there is what? Say throne. I think I've said this before. So my emphasis today is on that throne. That is the problem that people felt. They failed to understand it. People are taught riches without telling them that that riches comes from an administration. And that administration is as a result of a government. And that government is as a result of what? A throne. Are you with me? So people can come, for example, one of the riches is forgiveness. People, there are people that will continue asking for forgiveness every day. Have you not noticed? Every day you sin and ask for forgiveness. Every day you sin and ask for, that means you have not understood the throne. If you understood the throne, you will understand that the throne has a purpose, has a scepter. That scepter is for government. And the government is to administrate. And administration has target, has purpose. So part of the reason why you have not found the full expression of the riches of Christ in your being is because you have not understood that that thing comes from a government. And government seeks to bring you under the administration. There is a purpose God wants to achieve. Why do we need forgiveness? Why do we need grace? See, as I talk to you now, my heart burns. That means a lot of people here need what I'm saying, and there is an impartation. Let me just show you something. Romans chapter 1. Verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God." What? Unto salvation. The power of God. What? It means nobody can be saved except by the gospel. And as we have begun to analyze, we found out what the gospel is. Now, it's not just the gospel. The writer here have to be specific. He said what? The gospel of Christ. Because the general meaning of the word gospel is good news. The good news of Christ. You know why it's so? It is so because man has been in challenge. There has been consistent and concerted attempt to benefit of the things, the bounties that God have. Huh? But it's not possible for men. It's not possible. Are you with me? There are many things that were not possible. Men try to enter it, but it's not possible. But in the gospel, this gospel now is in Christ. Those things have now become possible. That is why it is the gospel of Christ. It is the good news of Christ. The good news of Christ now is that a man can receive salvation. It is not possible before. I need to know, as we have analyzed the import of salvation, the word salvation there is soteria. Soteria is a Greek word that emphasizes the total deliverance of a man from the impact of the fall, reaching from your spirit to your soul and even to what? Your body. So God's plan is not just to save your spirit, it's also to save your soul and even your body. It is good news, because Satan, before this good news came in Christ, even people that say that they are for God, Satan still reaches his hand and begin to touch them, to the point that the scripture told us that when Moses died, Satan came to contend for his. Those things don't happen in the gospel, because in the gospel things are established on legal basis. And you must understand that the realm of the spirit is legalistic. What these beings understand is authority. An authority that is not legal is not authority. So when they look in the spirit, they begin to find laws that back up what the claims you are making. Is there any law that backs it up? How was that law founded? And then we now saw that Jesus established this gospel was established on covenant. The covenant was established on his death, resurrection, the blood that he was shed. Are you with me now? So the things that is powering the bounty that God is making available to you is a law in the spirit. So if God says, I forgive you, Satan can't do anything about it, because it is powered by a covenant. It's legal in the spirit. See, if God gives people power in the Old Testament, it is the things that God did in the Old Testament. Kenny Hagin calls it that he does things on promissory level. You know, how many of you, you know what is your mother did was in the banking sector. There's what we call overdraft. What people benefited in the context of what will be made available yet if Christ comes and dies in the flesh, because that is the articles of our faith. Are you with me? The articles of our faith is that Christ incarnated, though God incarnate. If you don't believe it, you don't know the articles of our faith. Of course, the certain religion refused to believe that God can come in the flesh and then died and what? Resurrected. Certain of them said that there is no resurrection. So you must understand the articles of our faith, the things that made our faith tick. It is these things that established the pattern that it will take for man to be redeemed. Are you with me? So when they now did these things, Jesus did it and make sure it is established on legal basis. Meaning that anybody that wants to partake in it will not partake in it on arbitrary basis. If you say, I want to be born again, God cannot say no. Are you not getting it? Satan can't say no. From that day that the articles of our faith has been established on legal basis, the onus is on the person. By an administration of your will, you can partake of the bounties of heaven. Are you with me? Before then, you can be begging and nothing will happen. But after then, you don't beg. You believe. Touch your neighbor, say believe. And because you simply believe, something that is an act of your will, the scripture calls it gospel. It calls it gospel because it's unbelievable. You are supposed to believe it, but it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that one article in the riches that Christ made available in his death and resurrection, a man in the old covenant labors for it all his life and never lays hold on it. Take for example the Holy Ghost. The scripture was analyzing to us the import of the personality of the Spirit. The scripture said that Jesus said, I will pray my Father. It was Jesus' prayer session that allowed the Holy Ghost to be sent. Seems as if the Father didn't want the Holy Ghost to leave. He said, what? I will pray my Father. Your prayer is not enough. Your will is not enough to release the Holy Ghost from heaven. It is Jesus that once said, I will pray my Father. That is how important the Holy Ghost is. Meanwhile, when you come now, you say, I want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I say, such as I take. And you now began to do kabasande, koba. Just pray in tongues 1 minute. Let's make the devil mad. Let's make the devil mad. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall speak with new tongues. Let's make the devil mad. The things he taught, we will never touch. In Christ, these riches are made available to us. For whomsoever that believeth.
Because of the gospel, the challenge has moved from trying to accumulate anything. It has moved into receiving. It so happened that as your receiving quotient is dependent on your faith quotient. Are you with me? Anytime Jesus speaks, he said, to whomsoever that what? Believeth. To whomsoever that believeth. Let me show you from the book of Romans, because the scripture said there, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that what? To everyone that what? So everything has been narrowed down to faith.
everything. Jesus did everything and then brought it down to faith. So the things that you have not accessed in God is dependent on your faith quotient. Most times Satan will not allow you to know these things. He will try to make you think you need to fast to be able to deserve anything. Our journey in the kingdom is not performance driven, it's faith driven. Even when the angel came to the woman, he said to her, to whomsoever that believeth, there shall be what? It is not to whomsoever that performed. If you believe, there will now be what? A performance. But people try to perform. That's why you are struggling all your life for the things that is available. That's why the principal emphasis we make from the time we started Bedfast is our capacity in the spirit to accommodate the things that God already has made what? Why are you praying if God have not made it available? What people don't understand that prayer is not making God do what he doesn't want to do. Prayer is not an information venture. No. He knows what you want to ask before you ask. So what are you trying to do? That means you have to get into the place where you understand his revealed way. And then your action will be based on what you understand that the scripture has spoken about the matter. Follow me now. What we now do is to line up with that thing that God is doing. When you now pray, you expand your capacity, your receiving capacity. Now, if we say receive it, we seem as if it's a small matter. But if you take the scripture in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon. That word receive, you already know, is lambano. There are many places I don't want to go there, but it's lambano. It means that you just look like this. Remember, we are talking about revelation. You just look like this, and then you saw what Jesus has made available, you became mad. So this thing is available in this thing. I thought it's not part of the things that is available. Like the spiritual man, you became mad. And then you began to press, not because you are trying to achieve anything, but because something is achieved and you are not having it. Where is the challenge coming from? You need to settle it in your heart that if there is an obstruction in the way, it is not from God. Are you with me? Forever settle it. That is not from who? It is somehow by the miscalculation of men, misinformation of men, misalignment of men. But is all God has is always correct. Is in fact, he's always ready to help you. Even in fact, he's still ready to show you mercy even when you are not correct. So the scripture now said that, for daring is the righteousness of God revealed for what? My target there is faith to faith. So the experience you have in God is dependent on the articles of faith that you have laid hold on your journey. These things have been made available in the gospel. Are you with me? There is a righteousness. There are many righteousness. There are righteousness, but the one that is of God was revealed in the gospel. And the experience of this righteousness is dependent on the articles of faith that you have been able to lay hold on. Follow me now. The experience you have in righteousness is dependent on the articles of faith you have been able to lay hold on. So even though the bounty of righteousness is made available in the gospel, because the righteousness of God is not such that a man can attain. Every attempt that somebody, no matter how they teach you to say you are, no. You are trying to experience in your soul what is already in your spirit. And it takes you understanding the articles of faith that has been made available in the kingdom for you to grow from one layer of that experience to another what? Layer. So wherever you stopped, are you with me?
Is where your faith stopped.
So at a level of your faith, you begin to experience an article in that gospel that is called peace. That means your faith is strong enough to lay hold on peace no matter the circumstance. Your articles of faith is such that you are well equipped to benefit from the experiences made available in the gospel that can minister peace in your heart irrespective of the circumstances. Meanwhile, beyond peace, there is another one. So when you move, when your faith has been shifted by the articles you gather on your journey, you with me? You will now shift from peace to another one, from one layer to another one, from wisdom to power. Meanwhile, by the installation of God at New Birth, these things became, it was a full installation, it was not half. It is not something you don't improve on the righteousness of God. You don't increase in it. It is a reality in your spirit. It is your soul that becomes aware. And it takes revelation. Are you with me? That is what the scripture is saying. When these things are revealed to you, you began to increase in it. Then the experience will become something that you live day to day. But Satan would like to make you to think that there is a time you come, you begin to do things. Are you with me? You begin to do things that will make you deserve anything. You begin to perform. Maybe if I pray and fast, then this one will not happen. No. When you pray and fast, you will not be aware of what happened. Nothing happens.
You did not understand me.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Nothing new is done. It is what? Revealed. God did everything that needed to be done, and put it in the gospel. When you begin to interact with the gospel, you begin to experience the multifaceted dimensions of God's riches. Things that were not formerly available outside of the confines of the gospel. But it is gospel because it's too good to believe. That the things that men labor for, the things that you cannot even achieve. Talking about when I mentioned the Holy Ghost, I wanted to say the book of Hebrews spoke about the fact that people like Abraham, what was the promise that was given to Abraham? The book of Galatians chapter 1 or 2, I've forgotten, told us that the promise given to Abraham was the Holy Spirit. It so happened that they had faith for it, but they never experienced it. Because the experience of the indwelling spirit is in the confines of the gospel. And that gospel is where? In Christ. You are now seeing it. So even the best of men like Abraham never experienced the indwelling spirit, because the gospel was not preached to them. I wonder how Abraham was able to have the dimension of faith he had without even the preaching of the gospel. And I wonder the type of Colossus he would have been if he experienced the dimension of the effulgence of the riches of Christ that has been made available to us in this gospel. Now, follow this thing I'm telling you. I'm saving your time. I'm making your journey easy for you. This is what some people know they are not telling you. And this is what some people experience. They don't have the utterance to communicate it. That is why all of us can be praying together. They will be turning out better. Some people in the prayer movement is turning out better than others. Haven't you noticed? Go and check. This is the articles in their journey that they have. You don't have it. You continue to labor for something that they have. It's available. It's just like, let me use this young man as an example. It has not been long he's with us, but it has become obvious that he has made more improvement than most people that has been with me. And I can tell you three things that made that simple. It's a law in the spirit. Let me tell you. One is honor. Another one is believe in the prophet. I don't want to go there. If you believe in God, you also believe his prophet. You don't know how that thing is important. I don't want to go far. Jesus said, believe in God. Believe also where? Believe in God. Believe also who? It is important to believe in the person that is bringing the news to you. Even though we all know that the thing is coming from God, but you can have offense with the vessel, and then your journey will be truncated. There is a way you believe the person that you will receive a ministration beyond your understanding. Sometimes it will take you 2 years to understand what happened to you. Meanwhile, that thing is activated. Follow my point now. I'm trying to say that all these things that we are trying to labor for is already in Christ. The one that understands this thing will stop laboring. You will cease from your work and enter rest. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will what? But he didn't stop there. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden what? That means a man cannot come to a point where he is yokeless. That's the problem with the hyper grace movement. They want to come to a point where they are yokeless. It is never, there is nothing like that. In fact, that is what I wanted to teach you, but I needed to do a disclaimer before I get there in the next, we'll round up in the next 10 minutes before I get there, because there is a throne governing everything, and it's because men have refused to know that throne. They want to benefit from the riches, but they ignore the throne. It's always like that with the rebellious soul. Try it. Somebody will call you, I need 100 naira, send to him. The only time that person will remember you, have you noticed it? Is when the person has need. Meanwhile, the target of God in making these things available to you is to make fellowship with him easy. Are you with me? Follow me. When man fell, the challenge of the fall is that fellowship was truncated. Is it not true? All the things in the riches is what we establish and make fellowship easier. These are the things that we should benefit, is fellowship. If fellowship was consistent in the gospel, those things were what? Restored. So that no man can give excuse and say, it's because of this that my journey and walk with God is not robust. Even if you sin, there is the blood to cleanse you from it, and then you are restored back to fellowship. It was not so in the old covenant. It was not so before the gospel. Follow me now. Now, but the target is fellowship. John said that which was from the beginning, and we established what was from the beginning. We found out that there is a fellowship in the Godhead that they extended to man. He said, let us make man in our image. So they wanted to bring their creation into their fellowship. That is why Jesus said in the book of John chapter 17 verse 3, said that this is life eternal, that we might know. That word know is ginosko. It is an experiential dimension of knowledge. It is what happens between husband and wife. That is what we call fellowship, intercourse, intimacy. The sharing, to the point that there is nothing different. You don't hide anything from him. He doesn't hide anything from you. That was what God was trying to test wrong with Moses under the law. But the thing had Caleb along the way, because you cannot experience intimacy in the law. You will commit a crime that can't be forgiven, because they don't forgive the crimes of love. Have you found out? Go and check it. Because you are obsessed with the object of your love. Is it not true? For any other person, he can do that. But this person has come into covenant with you, and then you tore your heart. And most times in intimacy, there is unclothedness. Is it not true?
A mighty man of God sang a song. He said, with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. That is the dimensions of intimacy. God knew that he cannot make this thing possible outside the confines of the covenant. So he brought us into a covenant. That is what Moses tried to experience under the law. After some time, you find that the law is ineffective because it places a demand in you and doesn't give you the capacity to keep up with that demand. Somebody tells you, pay 1 million. How are you going to pay 1 million? How do you intend to pay the 1 million? But in the new covenant, they will give you 100 million and tell you pay 1,000. The one telling you pay knows what he has given you. So he is not trying to tell you to do what he has not empowered you to do. For he is the one at work in us. Both to will and to what? Do. He's able. Say able. Somebody gave you able. But we are failing the exam. Even with the able. People are still failing the exam. Even with what? So people gather in many churches praying for what it takes the revelation to walk in. And they are doing IVG every day. The reason why I'm telling you this thing is I was there. If God did anything, it means that there are things we stumbled on it per chance. The things we stumbled on them was per chance. And some of the laws we operated in those prayer meetings and the result we got was based on universal laws. No, we cannot be running the church on universal, just universal laws. There are articles of our faith that made us distinct from every other person in the world. Are you with me now? So any man that comes into that covenant, God begins to deal with you in a different way. Don't expect God to just be the way he answered the unbeliever is the way he answered you. Are you thinking the way I'm thinking? Are you getting the point now? You'll be crying like a fool the way the unbeliever is crying. Something is wrong. You are bereft of revelation. Meanwhile, in the book of Acts chapter 2, something happened. And Peter began to bring an interpretation to what happened. I love this place. I'm sure this is one of the places I've teached and taught from the most. Because I like the ministry of the interpreter. People will be lost without an interpreter. And I would like to think I'm one of the interpreters in this generation. I would like to think that way. I would like to think that some of us are signs and wonder to our generation. So if your generation doesn't know what to do, all they need to do is to look at you and they will know what God is doing. When you remove your eyes from signs and wonder, you'll be doing many things and be wrong. Very, very good things, but you are wrong. So Peter was bringing interpretation because something came from heaven and people used their experience from the classroom, their professors, they have read the Bible front and back. But this thing coming is a new matter. I hope you know that there are doctors of law, many guys are there. But the matter is a spiritual matter. Something is coming from the realm of the spirit. And the one that will bring perspective to it, we have to travel to the source. Are you with me? Using the book and the law, you will not be able to understand what is happening. Because even as they are reading it, they still kill Jesus. Are you with me? They are reading the Torah and kill Jesus. He said, Jesus told them, you cite the scriptures and think you know me. Because if it's true that you know the scripture, you will know me. But they read the scriptures and they didn't know of the person of whom the scripture speaks about. Because the whole of the scripture testifies about Christ. I hope you know. What is the topic of this, your Bible? Huh? The topic of the Bible is Christ and his kingdom. That's the topic. So the whole scripture testifies about Christ. Meanwhile, they read it, they didn't see him. That is when we find out that the interpreter will receive a grace to travel to the mother realm and then begin to bring an emphasis that will bring men to the accurate perspective. Something was happening, and they looked at him and said, these people are drunk with new wine. He said, No, calm down. Let me show you the accurate perspective. I traveled. Say, I traveled.
I journeyed. That's why most times when we come here, we journey in the spirit. My brother will say into the archives of God. And then in that place, the mind of God is made bare to us. You see, you can pick things from the spirit, but there is a higher level where you attend the counsels of God, where the things that they broadcast, they made decision and then broadcasted. The men that participated in the council were part of the people that took the decision. I hope you know there is such a thing as that. Men like Abraham, God will meet a man and say, how can we do this thing and not tell our friend Abraham? That means he's part of the decision making panel in heaven. The decisions that affect generations, the mortals make the decision, and you are elected to a seat among the mortals to begin to make decisions that will affect your generation. In fact, the time reached, the scripture spoke about that mighty man. They said, in you the people of the earth be blessed. He's a Colossus. That's why we trust God to journey to the place where we partake of the counsels. In that place, we begin to affect the outcome of things in our generation because of how consistent we are in the things that God has committed to us. There is a progression in the things you are doing. When you become a faithful steward, then God will begin to commit to you greater things. A point we reach in the spirit, you will be granted seat among the places that ranks. Then God will not make decision that affects your generation without saying, we cannot without calling Kingsley. Let him come to the council. It's not just, there are people, when God finished the council meeting, they will now say, we are doing healing. And then he will release the healing anointing. Everybody will be doing healing. But some of us attended the council, and then we found out why there is need for healing. And then when we come down, we say, don't be too bothered with the healing. Let's bring perspective to this healing. Something was happening in heaven. Just like the disciples went, and Jesus sent them 2 twos, and they had results. They said, Master, in your name, even demons, we are subject to us. He said, don't rejoice. Don't rejoice. I went to a council meeting in heaven, and in that place, it was books that are open. It is as a result of a seal that was open in the heaven that on the earth you are experiencing a joy, and that joy is consistent irrespective of the territory. Are you with me? We need more council men. We are 10 chambers in heaven, and then bring back accurate perspective. That's where Peter entered. And then when we came back, he said, no, I was in heaven. And what was happening, what you are experiencing is not this. What was happening is that there is a coronation service that took place. I don't have time to read, but you can read. When he now went down, he said, the same Jesus you crucified, something happened. That in heaven, he is now coronated the Lord. And what? Say after me. The Lord and what? The Christ. You don't know how the extent of this statement. He is trying to tell them that this new regime you saw manifest is as a result of a spiritual ceremony that took place in heaven. And he has to receive that grace and anointing to bring the perspective. If not, the people will be deceived. They will misuse, they will misapply the effulgence that is coming from heaven. The riches of God that is made available to us will be misapplied if we don't know the target, if we don't go to the mother realm and find out the very purpose for which God has made something that you labor for all your life and you will never touch one. Now he has made it free in the gospel. That means there must be a target in his heart, something that needed to be solved, such that he want to, let me solve the issue of, have you seen the thing? Somebody will tell you, there are some companies, there are people that are called think tanks. Their job is to think. So they will provide their food, provide everything that they need. They will just keep you. Your job is to what? Think. Don't bother about what you eat. Don't bother about, just be what? Think. That is the best way I will explain to you what happened. The riches of Christ is such that God wants to make available all it takes for you to maximize the original intent of God, which is fellowship. Because it's in fellowship that you behold the glory, and then you are transformed to the very image that you are seeing. Because God's intent, the eternal purpose of God, the eternal purpose is that he will get his man, say his man, And we found out by the scripture that Christ is the man of God. It so happened that the man of God will reach a point where he will have a corporate expression of himself. That corporate dimension of the man of God is what we call the church, the ecclesia. So the bounties that will make up the man of God, his corporate expression is through him himself. So that is why he needed to make available his dimensions in such a way that his corporate existence will be able to access the fullness of his dimensions. That is what is called the riches of what? The heavenly man looks down from heaven, and then he looks upon his body, and then he desires that all that he has, that he make his body that is upon the face of the earth to come into the full stature of him himself. Are you with me? These are the things that he made available and called the riches. So that when a man interacts with all the riches, the end point is what? That you are now conformed to the image of him whom you are made after. That is the very target of God. But when men don't understand government, they will not understand the purpose of the riches. So they will be asking for forgiveness every day. They will tell you, the grace of God have done everything. The grace of God has purpose. It is to help you to conform. Say the riches. When the riches are made available to you, it is for a reason. It is to make things easy for you. Let me tell you, if they allow you on your own to walk out humility, you will do it all your life and not achieve it. But something happened. That particular reality is now made available in the gospel. Somebody just thank God in tongues for 30 seconds. I came brother Bahambre Shatamaka Liato Sasale Embre Kotamanta Baha Manta Kumbre Ambra is not given to the old man to be humble. There are many things that is not given to the old man, but in Christ we put on the new man that is created after the order of the mortal one. In righteousness and in holiness it was made. We put on.
Let's round up Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. You see, I have to take you to that book of Acts so that you understand that the outpouring of the Spirit, which in a metaphorical, a manifest representation of the fact that the riches of Christ has now been made available, because the proof of that is that the Holy Spirit is now what? For that, because it will take the Holy Spirit to walk in that riches inside of us. Is it not true? Whether to walk in or to walk out, it will take the Holy Ghost. So the things that Jesus said is available to us is more like a long story until we see the Holy Spirit. If you don't see the Holy Spirit, don't believe anything yet. Because God works as long as the Holy Spirit is what? Working. So he now told them, the Spirit you saw poured out is as a result of government. That the same Jesus is now the Lord and what? The Christ. Now, I have to look to that place to explain this for you in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. That's my point. They said, let us therefore what? Unto what? That we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. This scripture is loaded. But my point here is, come boldly. Where? Touch your neighbor, say, to the throne.
what people don't know is that it is a throne that controls grace. They didn't know, they thought grace is arbitrary. They didn't know that there is a government. There is a government, there is an administration. And every administration has, during Yaradua's administration, they had 7-point agenda. Is it not true? Every administration has their agenda. And the reason why grace is administered is for that agenda. Follow me now. So there is a throne that controls grace. The fact is that people fail to understand that there is a throne. And the scripture is sent to show you that anytime a man wants to access the dimensions of this grace, that he has to approach a throne. That is why anytime we come, we cry for help, because we know that there is a throne. There is a throne that controls the riches that can be made available to us if only we can come there. The truth is that in the gospel, you can come boldly to that throne, but you will still come to the throne. Are you with me? You are not allowed to come outside the gospel, but in the gospel you will come, but you will still come boldly to the throne that controls grace. So this is what it means. If it is throne, then there is government. It means the extent to which a man will benefit from the riches of Christ is to the extent that he has understood the government of God in his life. Yes. So we see a reckless and lascivious generation that is laying claim on the riches of Christ. They are vagabonds. We don't know them. And every throne has a will of its own. That means that throne has something he wants to achieve. The problem is that people want to take what the throne can give and then leave the throne. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Touch your neighbor, say, come boldly. Touch your neighbor, say, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and help. So this is obtain. Say, obtain. You know, those days at Onitsha, there is what we call, let's obtain from this guy. How many of you know that language? To obtain means that, to obtain is not as simple as you think. It obtain means that sometimes you have to stay and obtain, because you come boldly, because you know that you now have legal access. Unlike the person that comes outside of the gospel or the old covenant, he is coming on an arbitrary basis. If anything happens for him, good. If anything doesn't happen, he's good. But the one that comes in the new knows that once you come to that throne, there is administration of grace. There is administration of mercy. There is administration of help. This is where I'm going. These dimensions that I mentioned is too broad, that most times the first thing that God shows you in his economy is how to receive help. Because if you read the verse before, the reason for help is because there is infirmities. Touch your neighbor, say, the reason why there is help is because there is infirmities. Just take a chain reference of the word help in the New Testament, especially in the epistles. One of the things you will notice that as soon as help is mentioned, infirmity will be mentioned. If you go to the book of Romans, you will understand the scripture said that for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Holy Ghost helpeth. What? In fact, if you go here, the first verse before them said that we have a high priest that can succor our infirmities, that can help our infirmities. It is then that we find out that even when we appear before God to receive of his bounty, in that instant we might not know what we actually need. Is it not true? But when you begin to cry out for help, 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 heaven will come and help you. If it's in prayer, there is three core challenges in prayer. What are they? We know not. One, how to. Two, and the energy. I have told you the story of a woman in my church. My father prophesied to her and said, I see a corpse beside you and you are going to die. The grave has been dug 2 times. Told the woman, fast for 3 days, pray like this. Do you know, this woman has been shown what to pray for, and then told to pray for 3 days. That is what? How to pray. The final one is to what? Energy to pray. Do you know this woman was not able to pray and she died? I was among the pastors that went to bury her. So the challenge is, there are 3 challenges. We must solve all of them. If your journey in prayer must be consistent. Meanwhile, the scripture summarized these 3 challenges and called it help that you can receive when a man approaches the throne of grace. We must learn how to access the Holy of Holies. Somebody asked me a question. I have not had time to answer it. He said, why do we seek out the Holy of Holies? That is because that is the place that everything we seek dwells. The ministration of the blood is in the Holy of Holies. The ministration of help is in the Holy of Holies. The throne of grace is in the Holy of Holies. I hope you know. And the throne is of grace. The seat is of mercy. All of these institutions and infrastructures, they are structures of the holiest of all. I hope you know. That is where you experience the cherubs. They are angels of the holiest. They are ministries of the holiest. They are institutions of the holiest. They are structures of the holiest. When a man comes there, sometimes because of inexperience, you are not skilled in that dimension. All you need to cry out is what? Help me. Say, help me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. I tell you my secret. Anytime I appear, I knew that there is a fresh demand that is made upon my life. And I know that resource, I already know that whatever resource it takes for me to deliver at that moment is already made available in the gospel. It is the riches of Christ. But I don't even know. What I began to cry out is what? Help me, Holy Ghost. Say after me. I want you to pray in 2 minutes. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, help me, help me. Help me. Help me, help me, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. For when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Don't leave us like this. Help us, help us. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, help us. We refuse to live without the things that has been made available in Christ. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us to access mercy. Help us to access help. You need to cry out for help, somebody. This is your moment. This is your hour. The answer you have been seeking for 10 years. This is the moment. Help me, Holy Ghost. We refuse to live without help. We refuse to live without help. Requisite help. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the
grace to come. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. Power of the grace to come. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. Center of the age to come. He is upon me. He is upon me. He is upon me. Center of the age to come. He is the Holy Ghost. I see two sisters in the spirit. He is the Holy Ghost. Of the age to come, show me the Father, teach me His ways. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. Show me the Father, teach me His ways. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. Help me find those two sisters, Holy Ghost. You will receive help today. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Teach me Jesus. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. Show me the Father. Teach me Jesus. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Bring a new government into our life. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are the You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Separate of the living God. Ahana, ahana, asekalia, ahata, kakalia, saleta, abeso, aikambeta kwa. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Set out of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost.
show us some. You are the Holy Ghost, sent out of the age to come. Show me the Father. Show me. Teach me His ways. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. Show me the Father. Hey. Teach me His ways. I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. The age to come, You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy Ghost. Set out of the age to come. Show me the Father. Teach me His ways.
Stop here today. Come and cast your seed and your offerings in the tent. You are blessed. Next week we continue. There is a very important matter we will treat from next week. We got a broadcast from heaven and we need to align ourselves to the present revelation position of the Holy Spirit. Henry, we don't want to be creative. We just want to stay where God is. You are blessed, Jesus.